This show is a proud member of
the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Source Trunk. Your trunkload of open source.
Hi, and welcome to Source Trunk episode 40, recorded on 24th of September 2008. This podcast will try to show the listeners the more practical examples of open source and free software. I will do this by taking random open source software and give it a little test run. I'll be drinking a Chimay Triple with this episode. In episode 21, that was a Flight Gear episode, I had a Chimay Rouge. And in episode 27, which was the Squirrel Mail and Bad Blocks episode, I had a Chimay Bleu. And this is a triple. Let's see. Speaking about Squirrel Mail, be sure to check out the latest SVN snapshot of Squirrel Mail, the development version, because I've done it last week and it's really fast, very usable. I'm really sold. So really, really check out Squirrel Mail. I'm pouring in my triple, doing it as best I can. It has a beautiful blonde color. It's also known as the Blonde Chimay. It's a triple. And it has, I have to look at the bottle because I did a lousy job in preparing for the beer segment, 8% alcohol. And just to compare, the Rouge was a very dark brown-colored peppery taste beer. The Bleu was a very strong beer, 9 degrees, copper brown color, slightly bitter, which is the Bleu is very popular in pubs because, as strange as it might sound, because of the amount of alcohol, you can drink it all night if you do it slowly. And this one, the triple, is just a triple. It appears to have a very bitter taste. It is the most hopped and driest of the Chimays, and I've never drunk it before, so this will be a surprise. And yes, it's very bitter, but it's good. Mm-hmm. I could get used to this one. I've just dined with my children, and we ate bread and five different sorts of cheeses, so the taste of lovely unpasteurized cheeses still lingers in my mouth, and that's just perfect to drink this Chimay on. Mm-hmm. And Chimay also has cheeses, so I really should try it out with this beer. The Chimay, of course, comes from the Chimay Abbey. That is the Scourmont Abbey in Chimay, and it was founded in 1863, and it still exists. Enough about beer. Except for the fact I'm just noticing that I shouldn't be putting this bottle on its side in the fridge. It's explicitly marked on the bottle, and I did, so I'm going to be either very sick or very disappointed, but I'm not tasting anything weird. Nothing to worry about. Okay, let's talk software. Let's go.
Web applications.
Gallery. Gallery is an open source project with the goal to develop and support leading photo sharing web application solutions. And their slogan is "Your photos on your website." Okay, disclaimer. This is one of those projects that is really a pain to review because it's really fabulous and it's a big project. Even though I've been using this one for pretty intensely for 4 years, I've never really scratched more than the surface. And now that I'm have been preparing for it, for doing a episode on it, I discovered really stuff I did not know about. So I kept postponing the recording of this episode to learn more about it, but I've been postponing it now for more than a week. So I'm just going to go ahead because otherwise this podcast will take about 3 hours. I'm just going to give it a shot. So be warned, I will not be able to cover everything, but I'll try to make it a very good overview. Gallery is consists of three applications. You have Gallery 1, Gallery 2, and Gallery Remote. Gallery 1 is the first generation web-based photo album organizer. Gallery 2 is the leading one, the web-based, also web-based photo album organizer. And then you have Gallery Remote, which is a client application to upload pictures. But first things first, what is Gallery? As they describe it, a gallery is a collection of photo albums. You can have as many galleries as you want on your own private web server, and each gallery can contain as many photo albums as you want. And every photo album can contain as many pictures or even its own photo albums. This is really useful if you want to have your albums and you want to share them to family and friends. It's nearly impossible to let your family and friends look at your pictures when they're not in your home. If you're using a client application on your desktop or laptop, you still have to get the people to look at your screen. The other way around is to periodically mail them pictures, which can be a pain as well. Or you can upload them to web servers, which have special services to do so. Those web services are mostly maintained and owned by companies like, for example, Picasa, and they're not owned by you. And there you have the first problem. You don't know what is going to happen to that company. Is it going to go bankrupt and you lose all your pictures? Are they going to sell your pictures to do advertisement? And so on, and so on, and so on. Most of the time, those services have pretty good EULAs and state very clearly that they're not going to misuse your pictures, and so on, and so on. But I think it's better to have your photos on your website, and that is what Gallery promises us. First of all, let's explain the installation. My aim is to show you that it's really, really simple to install. Once we've covered the installation, I will go over to the features. There are three main steps to install Gallery. The first is install a web server with PHP support. That can be a IIS server, but preferably you'll go with an Apache one. Install a SQL server for Gallery 2. You don't need one for Gallery 1. And install Gallery. So that's not too hard, is it? In effect, I'm joking, but it's not really difficult nowadays to install a web server and a PHP module and a database as a backend. To give you an example, on a Debian, you would just go apt-get install Apache. There's your web server. You would do apt-get install PHP myadmin, and there's your PHP module with your MySQL administration module. And then you would go apt-get install MySQL server, and there's your SQL database. You can't get it any simpler than this. I remember 6 years ago, it was really difficult to install a LAMP configuration, but now it's really easy. Remember, for example, also the XAMPP episode I did on SourceTrunk. That gives you a complete XAMPP environment without having to think twice about it. And then once you have the SQL server and the PHP web server, you just download the Gallery zip file. You unpack it on your web server and you browse to that folder, and then you get a complete Gallery installer, which in 11 steps will guide you through the complete installation of Gallery. I have it here in front of me, and it gives you the opportunity to authenticate, do some system checks, which installation type you want, storage setup, database setup, admin user setup, make the config file, install the Gallery core, install the plugins you want, check for security, and finish the installation. And it's really click, 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 decide, click, click, next, click, click, okay, done. It's really, really simple. And Gallery as well on their website have very good documentation and the very, very good forum to help you in installing Gallery. If this is too frightening for you, then you can also just download the Gallery appliance. What this is, it's a Gallery application completely packed into a operating system. It's an RPath download. And I'm not going to go into the details, that would lead us too far from this episode, but you can, to put it very simply, download an ISO and install it on a computer, and you will have the complete gallery completely installed for you. You just have to browse to that computer to the gallery web folder, and you're set. You can upload your pictures and put it online and do all sorts of stuff with it. So it's really easy, and you should check out the gallery website for more information. I've got the RPath installed on a virtual machine just to check it out, and it's really simple. You just start, it boots up, it's a Linux, and instead of doing the normal installation like next partition, do a automatic partition, it will do the same thing but also boot up and start into gallery. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. Okay, so that's enough about the installation. I won't go through it step by step. It's different on all sorts of systems. Why would you go through all the trouble in installing Gallery? What is it? What can it do for you? Well, I'll just say what it does for me. I like to make a lot of pictures. I like to make pictures of special events. And afterwards, I want to share it to my friends and family and colleagues. Now, how I do this is by simply making albums. I make an album, I put the pictures that interest me the most, I upload them to that album, and I put privileges and permissioning on that album. That means I say, for example, all friends and family can look at the complete album. And that's just in its simplest form. I'm logging into my own site now, and the first thing I see is a collection of thumbnails, and those thumbnails all represent albums. For example, I've got my friends' albums, parties, family, children, travel, and when I click, for example, on a thumbnail from travel, I get all my different travel albums. And when I click on one specific travel, I get all the thumbnails of that trip. And completely put in pages. So I've got page one, page two, I've got nine thumbnails on a page, and when I click on a little thumbnail, it will get bigger. And I can see one of the pictures. And on my right, I have a mosaic of little thumbnails where I can just browse through and very fast, very usable, very nice, look at all my pictures and show them to other people. That's really what you want it for, to have the ease of use of browsing through your pictures wherever you are, whoever you are, in a clean, fast and secure environment. Now, for the things you can do on an album, the things you can do with an album, I'll just open on my left the options, and for example, I can add another album inside this album. I can add the album to a cart, I'll get back on that. I can add items in the album. And items, for example, when I click that one, it gives me the opportunity to add pictures. These can be from the web browser. I can just upload pictures one by one to Gallery. And, for example, I can upload them from another web page. You can really scrape another web page completely. You just put in the URL in Gallery, and it will spider through the web page and get all the pictures and upload them in Gallery. Isn't this neat? You can get it from the local server. The server where Gallery is installed on, you can give it a server path, and it will just go through the list of pictures and just upload them into Gallery. That's what I do. I just put my pictures somewhere on a repository. I just keep them safe on two different servers, but that's another story. And I just direct Gallery to that path so it can upload the picture, upload the pictures I want. So it will give me a list of all the pictures that are inside a directory, and I just click this one, this one, this one, this one. No, not that one, this one, yes. You can have an upload applet as well, and then you can, from your client machine, upload them with a little Gallery applet. Yes, I trust this applet. Go ahead. You can upload from Picasa. You can directly upload as well from Windows XP. And Windows XP has a feature that you can publish content from the desktop directly to a web service. So Gallery hooks into that functionality. Or you could upload pictures from Gallery Remote. And Gallery Remote, I've mentioned it in the beginning, Gallery Remote is a little Java application that can run on your desktop and provide a really rich gallery to rich interface to Gallery. So you can give this to whomever you want, and for example, your mother or your aunt, and explain her how to upload her pictures from her little Nikon to your web server, for example, with that application. But as I said, you can just give them access to the web browser and do it from in the web browser. You can even upload pictures from a little webcam, or you can drop them in a WebDAV folder. And for people who know WebDAV and know the functionality, this really adds to the import functionality, because you can make little folders on a computer and make them as a sort of watched folder. When you drop a picture in it, it will automatically be uploaded to Gallery. So you see there's a lot of possibilities to add items to an album. Let's go back to the album possibilities. So you can add items, you can delete an album, you can edit an album, so you can edit captions, you can edit the permissions, I'll get back on that as well, and you can make a picture a highlight. A highlight is the first thumbnail you see on an album, which really shows the viewer what that album is about. So a party for someone who has his birthday celebrated will be the cake. You can mount the album with WebDAV. So again, you can mount this complete gallery album as a little WebDAV folder where you can see the pictures. You can move the album, and you can make an RSS feed for this album. So you can just mail an RSS feed to someone who will use an RSS aggregator, and so he will be updated with every new picture that is put in the album. You can rearrange the items, reorder the items, and then one of the most usable features of this gallery is the slideshow. You can say, well, no big deal, a slideshow is something very common in picture viewers, but this slideshow is really fast and really usable. You can set it to update every 5 seconds, every 10 seconds, every 3 seconds, and even every second. I'm running this gallery on an old, a very old Pentium 4 computer with only 512 megabytes, and it runs really, really fast. This slideshow really goes through your pictures, 1 second per picture, completely on the maximum preview I've put it, 1280 to 1280, and it is really fast. F-Spot and Digicam can't follow this pace. They really can't. I'll get back on F-Spot and Digicam. I'll have to get back on a lot of stuff. So if you're trying out Gallery, really try out the slideshow. The two ways of doing a slideshow: there's a slideshow with completely in the browser, and there's a slideshow as an applet. And I'm using most of the time the one completely in the browser, because you can do it on every browser without any intrusion of an applet, and it goes very fast. But if you're more of a full screen person, then you might like the applet slideshow. Okay, so that's what you can do with your album. You can, of course, do a lot of things with the picture itself. When you've selected a picture, you can do stuff on it as well. You can add the picture to a card. I'll get back on the card thing. You can create a replica. You can delete the picture. You can edit the permissions. You can edit the picture. You can make this picture as the highlight of the album. Remember the cake I told you about, the birthday party? You can move the picture, you can make an RSS feed for the picture alone, you can send it as an e-card. You see, the possibilities are endless. You can show it completely full screen. You can get the original picture because you're watching a preview, which is always in a size smaller than the original size. You can choose your sizes. So also the actions you can do on a picture are nearly endless. Okay, now, administration. The administration of gallery, the things you do to tweak and put gallery to your hand is enormous. The admin options are just humongous. First of all, you have to administer your users, the people you give access to your website. As a first login, you are the administrator and you can do about everything, but you want to invite other people. And those people might or might not get access to certain albums. You can combine those users into groups, so it's easy to make a group family and give family access to a certain album or sub-albums. You can give users the ability to administer the permissioning on certain albums. You can even have users create their own album and have them completely administer those user albums as well. You see, so it goes really beyond the simple user authentication. You can use captchas if you really want to be sure that you're dealing with humans. You can change the complete look and feel of your gallery with themes. That is one of the nicest things about the appearance of gallery. You can tweak it completely with themes that you can download and put completely to your liking. For example, I like the carbon theme, and not only can I choose a theme, I can completely change the look and feel. I can change the blocks that are shown in the sidebar. I can change the album pages. I can add EXIF data underneath pictures. I can change the album frame. I can change the item frame. If you've set up your own gallery, you cannot say to yourself, well, this is my taste or not my taste, because you've got complete control. Let's see, what else? Just general maintenance. You can have gallery automatically optimize the complete database. You can have it build all the thumbnails and resizes in one count. You can get the gallery to delete user sessions, and so on and so on and so on. So maintenance is very simple. It's all click, click, click in the browser interface in your gallery web environment. You can change stuff concerning performance. You can have a partial acceleration or full acceleration. That means with full acceleration that you will have less dynamic data, but it will be very fast if you have a lot of users. Not going into deep with that one either. And then you have the plugins. The number of plugins you can plug into gallery are, yes, I'm repeating myself, enormous. As I said, you have the captcha, you have a raw format support with DC RAW, you use the GD graphics toolkit for the conversion to thumbnails and previews, you can use Image Magic for conversions, you can use HTTP authentication directly from your web server. The slideshow is a plugin as well. If you don't like that one, you can download another one. The watermarking is enabled in plugins. You can use RSS. You can get the IPTC information from the pictures. You can put it underneath a picture in the album overview, and so on and so on and so on. And I'm going to get back on the plugins, but the nice thing about it is that when I look at the administration page for the gallery plugins, I can see which plugins are installed, I can deactivate them, I can activate them, and I can even upgrade them. Gallery will detect itself which plugins need an upgrade and which don't. So I just can go upgrade all plugins or just upgrade this plugin, and it will give me the latest top-notch plugins. This is really cool. You can really upgrade your complete web environment without even installing or doing stuff on your server, all from within your web environment. The graphics toolkits, yes, DC RAW, FFmpeg, GD Image Magic is installed on my gallery, and you can even give it a toolkit priority. If you rather have Image Magic process your thumbnails, then you can just notch it up a bit, and that will be responsible for all image manipulations. Now, the card stuff. When I told you before that you can add an album to a card, or you can add a picture to a card, and afterwards you can do stuff with the card, that means you can go to a checkout. And a checkout can mean have them mailed all to you, or have them printed by a printing service like Photocasten. So if you're interested in sharing your pictures with other users and have them printed automatically without you even doing one single thing, and have payments completely dealt with by the printing service, then you really should check out Gallery. As I said, I've nearly scratched the surface. Let's quickly take some features out of the documentation of Gallery to show you that it's really, really big. You can auto-rotate images. For example, you have as well language support, really, really, really a lot of languages. You have email support. I even use the email support myself. Whenever I forget my typical Gallery password, I have it mailed to me. I could have it set up so that when a gallery is updated, it will automatically mail people to warn them that there are new entries in albums. As mentioned, the gallery-wide slideshow. Commenting. This is also very neat. You can have people comment on pictures, and you could be, as an administrator, warned about the fact that there are new comments. Whenever there is a change in a album, you see the little new and updated button on the album. That's in this way my mother knows that there are new pictures. Gallery can be embedded in a lot of other content management systems. For one example, I have used a while back Gallery in a Drupal environment, which is very easy to set up and really works like a charm. Other content management systems are, for example, Nuke, NSN Nuke, Post Nuke, Glog, PHP, BB2, Mambo. There are a lot of applications which support upload to Gallery. For example, FSpot, the client application I used to manage all my pictures, edit my pictures, there's a little gallery upload section where I can just select the pictures I want and automatically have it connected to Gallery and choose the album or create an album from within FSpot and upload everything to Gallery. Digicam as well uses this, and it, in my opinion, a bit better than FSpot. So you can upload very easily from within a client application. Gallery is extremely customizable. As I said before, the themes are very customizable. You can use CSS to modify the style sheets of Gallery completely to your liking. You can use HTML underscore wrap, or you can change the code completely yourself. It is open source, people. So if you want to tinker with Gallery and give back to the community, feel free to do so. It is completely free for you to change. There is a complete page on the Gallery website, which is called User Contributions. And there you can find all the themes, color packs, image frames, icon packs, modules, integrations, utilities, and so on and so on. You can add to Gallery. The themes I've already discussed, but there are a lot of themes, color packs, different image frames, icon packs, and the modules are just impossible to list because there are so many of them. To give you an example of some of the modules you can download, the Checkout plus PayPal and email payment plugins, that speaks for itself. A Panorama.js, which gives you a JavaScript panorama to Gallery. You can embed video. I think I saw somewhere that you could use Google Maps with Gallery, so you can show a map of the items in an album using the Google Maps API. You can use MPlayer module for video thumbnail creation. So yes, you can even upload videos to your gallery. And I'm beginning to doing just that. It's really easy to give people just a little embedded video player from within Gallery instead of mailing them a video in a format that some of them can't even play. The video gets uploaded to your gallery, it creates its own thumbnail, and people can just click on the thumbnail and the video will play from within the web browser. It doesn't get any easier than this. Oh yeah, nearly forgot, there's even a module to upload your pictures from, that's for the Mac users, from iPhoto to Gallery, so there's no reason not to try it out. As I said, I have to stop now, because I'm already half an hour into the episode and I've just scratched the surface. If you're interested, go check out Gallery. Just check out the documentation, check out the specification, check out the features. Look at the screenshots, log in to some example galleries that have been made available for you to test. And if you're intrigued, then just download an ISO to try it out. And if you decide for yourself that this is what you want, just install it. In my quest for sharing pictures to family and friends, I've always been hampered by the fact that when it's not really usable, when it's not user-friendly, it doesn't get used, and I put a lot of time and effort in it, and people are not seeing any pictures because it's too damn difficult. And Gallery, it's just really easy, it's really usable, it's really fast, the navigation is really, it speaks for itself, you don't have to explain to users how to use it. They see a little arrow going to the left, they see a little arrow going to the right, they know they can do next, they know they can do previous, they know they can just browse out of an album with a little breadcrumb. So it's really easy and usable by even the most non-technical web surfer. Negative aspects. Are you kidding me? This thing is just perfect. The offer is Bharat Medirata. Availability. Well, the only thing you need is a web server, everything Apache or even IIS and PHP. And G1 does not really require a database server. Gallery 2 can be installed on MySQL, PostgreSQL, Oracle, and even DB2. The latest release is Gallery 2.2.6. There's even a 2.3 release candidate. There is Gallery 1, the 1.5.9. There is also a 1.6 RC2 candidate, and the Gallery Remote 1.5. If you want to see a comparison between Gallery 1 and Gallery 2. One of the most important comparisons is the fact that Gallery 1 doesn't need a database installation. I'll put a link on sourcestrong.com to the comparison that Gallery 2 makes of the G1 and the G2 application. You can get it from gallery.minalto.com. I'll put the links on SourceTrunk, and the license is GNU General Public License. Now, how can you support this really wonderful project? One little support you can do is the usability project from within Gallery. It appears that there are two groups of students at the University of Michigan School of Information, and they are spending their complete semester working on ways to improve the Gallery's usability, and they need your help. Go check out the website of Gallery and you see what you can do, and it can give you a little warm fuzzy feeling that you helped out a beautiful open source project. And if you're not happy with the fuzzy feeling, you can get a $10 or more Amazon gift card. So check out gallery.menalta.com to see how you can support in this way. Or you can just support the project by donations. I'll put a link on the website as well. Or you can just join the development team or add contributions by means of adding ideas in a forum, actively taking part of the discussions about Gallery or coding and coding into Gallery and so on and so on. There are a lot of ways you can contribute to this beautiful project, or just use it and tell your friends about it. I got a mail from a listener who would like to comment on the episode 39. Hi Dimitri, enjoy the show. I came across a tool for creating live USBs and thought I'd see if you had covered it. Too bad I didn't catch you sooner, as you could have included it in episode 39 as a comparison to Pendrive Linux. The tool is UnetBootin and can be found at unetbootin.sourceforge.net. I found it much easier to use than Pendrive Linux, and it came in incredibly handy recently when I wanted to try distros on my Acer Aspire 1, which doesn't have a CD drive. Unquote, hence the usability of pen drives. Quote, from my Windows XP machine, I could create the live USB from the .iso with just a few mouse clicks in UnetBootin. Now my Aspire 1 is running Ubuntu 8.04.1 instead of the standard Olympus Linux that comes with the box. Cheers. So that's really good information. I'll put a link for UnetBootin on sourcetrunk.com. Thanks for this information. Also, would like to remind you that the Ohio Linux Fest 2008 is coming along. It's in October 10 to 11, and here's a little promo.
Ohio Linux Fest, the Midwest's best free and open source software conference. In Columbus, Ohio, October 10th and 11th. www.ohiolinux.org.
Okay, let's wrap it up. Leave your comments on sourcestrunk.com or mail me directly via sourcestrunk@gmail.com. I'm leaving you with No Backbone by the Lemonheads. Thanks for your time and good hunting.
Without running the risk of it.